T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Nice today, but not as nice as it was yesterday, which wasn't as nice as it was Monday. Warming up, highs of 82. Then the humidity really comes back tomorrow, highs of 84. First day of Jazz Fest and the Zurich Classic, although the Pro-Am is going on today at Zurich. Then Friday, warm and breezy, highs of 86. Saturday, Pelicans play in the afternoon, highs of 86. Warm and breezy, likewise for Sunday, but dry throughout all of that. NFL draft occurring as well. So a lot going on. Ronald Serpas joins us now, professor of practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief, head of the Nashville City Police and Washington State Police. We always talk about crime on Wednesday morning with him. Pick his brain. How you doing, Chief?
I'm pretty good, Tommy. A little seasonal flu or cold got me, but I feel good otherwise.
Allergies?
That's why my voice sounds so different.
You think it's allergies?
It could be.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the oak trees
could be.
Are terrible, man. I'm telling you, you walk outside and it just slaps you in the face. Let's talk about permitless carry. Aaron Kirkpatrick and Helena Moreno, some people, I think a deputy chief, Nick Gernon, if I got that name right, testifying before a committee in Baton Rouge about carve-outs for Orleans Parish. You ran a department. What are your thoughts on all of this?
I think it makes a lot of sense, and I was against the concept of guns in bars in Tennessee for 5 years, well on record. I think here in the French Quarter, you need to consider what part of the French Quarter is that unique place that is dominated by alcohol outlets, restaurants with alcohol, et cetera. So some part of the French Quarter, Tommy, is residential. Some part of the French Quarter is clearly the mecca of tourism of the world. Then I think you have to also give some thought to the uptown side of Canal Street, maybe up to the Pontchartrain Expressway, given that much of that has turned into quasi-residential, a lot of alcoholic outlets, a lot of venues, unfortunately, like mass shooting we saw just 2 weeks ago. Bottom line, it makes sense to tell legislators who are elected to make decisions on behalf of their constituents, and all of those legislators aren't from New Orleans, right? So you have to talk to the legislatures who are not from New Orleans and say, look, specific to us, unique to us, 15, 30, 25 million visitors a year to a place with a lot of alcohol. Guns don't mix with alcohol. Let's make an exception.
You were in Nashville, and I know Tennessee now has a permitless carry, concealed carry law. Yeah. I don't know if it was there when you were there or not.
No, we had a carried obvious law. The permit concealed came about after I left, but we had a massive political battle for 5 years over a legislative intent to allow guns concealed in barrooms, guns unconcealed in barrooms. And the four big city chiefs of police, the four big prosecutors from the district attorney's offices, we traveled the state because we knew we had to talk to people outside of Nashville. We had to talk to people outside of Memphis. We had to tell those people that while we would no more want to impose upon you and your district a law that doesn't make sense in your reality, we just want to carve out in our district where this law doesn't make sense, which was the carry guns in bars. And we couldn't get that done eventually. They passed that law. I think the same analogy applies here in Louisiana. You can only have one chief of police at a time, and Chief Kirkpatrick is out there doing this. My message, if I was the chief, would be in the legislature. Look, I know you're from Bunkie. I know you're from Caddo. I know you're from Bonnellonville. And I appreciate and understand what you're trying to do there. But in New Orleans, in the French Quarter, in the heart of a place where we have violence associated with guns and alcohol, we would respectfully request an exemption for that place, not where you live, where we live.
Talk about law enforcement, if you will. And I know you alluded to this with the tourists coming in and so forth. But about like, it's completely different when you're talking about a sparsely populated area or even Lafayette as opposed to New Orleans, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, and I would be careful as a observer of politics, never being elected as a politician, but I would say to people, your reality is your reality. I accept that. Please accept that our reality is our reality. We think that 10-plus million visitors a year to the French Quarter, not to include the Mardi Gras specific, the specific issue of Mardi Gras, guns and alcohol don't mix. We have laws that say you can't drink and drive because we know drinking and driving doesn't mix, but yet we still have more than 10,000 people a year killed by drunk drivers. The analogy would be, we know that certain behavior coupled with certain intoxicants can be incredibly dangerous. This is a case of, no matter how well-intended a firearm owner is, and this is why, to me, it's not a Democrat, Republican, or Second Amendment point, no matter how qualified or how happy or how successful or how safe a gun owner is, has nothing to do with being on Bourbon Street, wall-to-wall people with a big percentage of those people drunk and agitated. It just isn't a good mix.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We'll come back. When you were talking about permitless carry in Tennessee and going, I presume you're talking about Memphis, Nashville, Knoxville, and Chattanooga. Those were the four cities?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Were you in favor of it at all, the permitless carry, or were you saying maybe from a law enforcement idea, people should be have to go through the permit process and prove they, you know the law and the rules and somewhat proficient with a gun, et cetera?
In my entire time as a chief, we have always supported the Second Amendment, but we've always supported the common things that Americans agree with. Mental illness, you shouldn't have a gun. Domestic violence, you shouldn't have a gun. If you have a gun, why not take advantage of training that can be offered or provided so that you know what you're doing with a handgun? I never wanted to get into the debate of those things that I wasn't able to speak authoritatively on. Mm-hmm. I think it makes sense to be trained. I think it makes sense to keep guns out of the hands of people who are intoxicated and alcohol vulnerable. And I think it makes a ton of sense to keep people who are struggling with some sort of a mental illness away from a gun. So we left the rest of that to the legislature. We were just advisors to the legislature, just as the NRA is advisor to the legislature. So police chiefs have a place to advise. And I think the ones who talk about the facts as they understand them from policing are going to be more authentic than ones who police chiefs who would let themselves get dragged into a Democrat report talking point or a Republican talking point or a Second Amendment talking point. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I never let myself get caught into those philosophic political debates because that's what they are. I'd been allowed the opportunity to comment as a nearly 3.5-decade police officer, 14 years as a police chief, and what I saw as the outcome of weapons or the outcomes of drunk driving or the outcomes of drug dealing in neighborhoods.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We'll come back talking to Ronald Surpass as we do every Wednesday morning, professor of practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD superintendent, head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police, consultant to a lot of departments, got a lot of experience, like you said, a lot of years on the job. Time now for traffic on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
826 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with former Superintendent Ronald Surpass. A lot of years on the job as an officer here, riding a horse, patrolling the streets of the French Quarter, taking the helm of the department, superintendent here in the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police. Chief, with all that said, if I were to come to you and I was going to say, Chief, let me ask you from the street standpoint, people carrying concealed without me knowing about it, not having to have a permit to do so, does that make your job harder or not? What would you tell me?
I think it's really it's hard to answer the question because it leads to one of two points of view, that it could be always a problem or it could be never a problem. And someplace in the middle is reality. I think, secondly, officers are in the places where violent crimes are occurring or on a heightened level of attention anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth, Tommy, it's kind of like the marijuana thing. You know, 38 states have made some change in the perception of marijuana usage at a personal level because we as a society have changed our minds. If in those states where the legislators elected to represent society have changed their minds, then we in the executive function or the society has to reconcile and live with it until we determine it's not what we want, right? 40 years ago, a stick of marijuana would get you in jail for several years. Today, 38 states, you can have personal use. I'm just making the analogy mm-hmm. that we evolve as a culture through the use of democratically elected people to express our will in the law. And it's kind of what we have to live with.
So as it relates to carve-outs for Orleans Parish, is it all about the alcohol? Is that the main thing, or is it about the number of people or combination therein?
I think it's no less than the combination and more about the alcohol. Okay. I mean, the destination place is to come to New Orleans to enjoy yourself. We love it. You love it. I love it. And we already know that there are numerous incidents where people who are intoxicated in the French Quarter engage in behavior that hurts one another. And to be fair, we also know that sometimes young men with nothing on their mind but crime and violence come to the French Quarter. That's why I think people sometimes get caught in how they want to feel about it.
What happened in Tennessee with the eventual law of being able to permitless carry concealed into a bar? Can you do that now or not in Tennessee?
Yes. The guns in bars did pass. I think it passed in 2011.
Meaning you can?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
A bar owner can exempt it, though. That was one of the compromises, that the bar owner, the owner of the business can place, well, at this time, I'm not sure it's today, but at that time, the bar owner could place a placard on the door that said, I don't agree with this, and the legislature carved out that exception.
I know you're a numbers guy. I know you're a stats guy. Have the stats shown that this has proven to be a danger or not, or more dangerous?
To be honest with you, I'm not personally aware of any, no. Doesn't mean it's not out there, but I haven't really seen anything to suggest that there was a change that would significantly alter people's thinking. Doesn't mean it didn't. I'm just not aware of it.
Gotcha. Thank you, Chief. Appreciate your time. Hope you feel better, all right?
Me too. Thank you.
Go see Dr. Anand. Ronald Surpass, Professor of Practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief. I don't know if you saw the 60 Minutes report a couple of weeks ago about these miscreants on the internet, Scattered Spider, what they're all about. But it's terrifying as it relates to the internet and social media. We'll talk about it with Alex Hammerstone. We come back, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec right now. Time for WWL First News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.